Okay, we're with head coach of Luxembourg Casco Spartans, Neil Searing. And coach, first off, big victory. You guys run the gamut here as far as a non-conference schedule with a big resounding 49-0 victory last week against the good Winneconne team. And now you get ready for a conference play. But just to this point, as the expectations, the boys met the expectations at this point. I mean, you guys have been playing incredible, scoring over 40 points in all of the three non-conference games, as well as basically defensively pretty much shutting down all the offenses you faced.
Yeah, it's been a good first 3 weeks. Like I said, though, I think I was watching Nick Saban last night talk about rat poison and all these. You got to make sure that you take care of your own business and not get too high and too low. And definitely pleased with how we've played, but I know the conference season is going to be very tough battles every week, especially with Ricetown. So we got to keep our nose down and make sure that, you know, we keep doing our jobs to keep improving, because everyone else is going to improve. But I feel like it's a good start, but we definitely have a ways to go, and we have to keep working, and we can't get comfortable. So my job is to make sure that we keep pushing forward, and there's definitely things coaching-wise too. I can improve. So that's the whole goal. You have to each week to improve and get better. And if we do that, you know, we might have a successful season at the end, which is what we all want.
Yeah, impressive performances at this point. Matt and I were saying up in the booth, but what are a few things you guys addressed or adjusted or as far as brought to the kids' attention this week during practice?
Like I said last week, I think, you know, it's just playing four quarters, you know, just taking care of what we can control. And, you know, and the other thing, just it's just more of an emotional thing, just playing with heart and passion. And I feel like, you know, there's definitely kids who are talented on our team. But talent will only get you so far. You have to play the game of football. It's a game of passion and heart. It's an emotional game. And the highs are high. It's great. When the lows are low, you got to just get out of those low spots to not make them last the whole game. So message was, again, four quarters. And I guess for this week, too, is just, you know, I think about last year, you know, revenging a loss and you know, going to Ricetown again. We played a good first half, but then the second half, they throttled us. It was a different game. So I wanted to see how they respond and how they take that to show people that, you know, how much we've improved from 1 year ago. But again, I've just stressed four quarters and just playing with heart and passion for the brothers next to you. And when they do that, I think they have a chance every week to compete for a win.
Yeah, you bring up last year's loss early in the season as well, but just talk about this year's Ricetown team. What have you seen on tape, and you know, what challenges are they going to present offensively and defensively for your squad?
I think they're the toughest team we've seen all year, and I feel like, you know, Ricetown football, everyone knows their identity. It's running the ball and being physical, and then you can't fall asleep. You got to read your keys, because they'll throw a pass, and all of a sudden there'll be a 40-yard gain, and things change. So they're definitely, I feel like, going to try to do ball control, trying to limit us having the ball on offense, and they're going to play tough defense. So I also know that with their loss last week, that they need this victory to help their chances with the playoffs. So I know it's going to be not just a tough game, but a game that I think they feel that they have to win for their season. So we're going to have to be ready for them. It's going to be their Super Bowl. I've been telling everyone that week that you got to come out ready to go, because kind of compared to last year, we were the underdog sometimes, and we came out with fire and kind of surprised people. So I'm using how we played last year as a mental approach to this year, how teams are going to face us, just so they know it's not, you're not going to just show up there. It's going to be a battle, and I think they have a good, you know, good running backs again, and line is going to be tough. They have an outstanding linebacker who makes a lot of, I mean, he had 14 tackles last week. So they're definitely going to be all over the place, and it's going to be parents' night for them. So we definitely need to be ready mentally, emotionally, and physically.
Okay, coach, should be a great game. Should be great field conditions as well as weather. It looks like it should be a nice night. Look forward to you coming up and visiting with us in the post-game show. Good luck tonight.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
That's Coach Neil Searing, and you're listening to a podcast on the radio stations and new radio sportsnetwork.com.